Alright, we're gonna start again. Just please get seated, or if you're chatting, maybe go outside. And yeah, we're gonna be talking about data access monitoring and access aware system operations now.
Hello, can you hear me? Okay. Yeah, thank you for joining this talk. So my name is Song Jae. You can just call me SJ, and currently working on Meta. So today I want to introduce a kernel subsystem called Daemon, which is for data access monitoring and access aware system operations. Let's talk about the data access monitoring first. First of all, how we can define the data accesses? We can define data accesses as events on space and time of memory that acting as a fetching or writing data to some specific place on time. And by HOP, we want to do data access monitoring in very precise and complete and light manner. That is, we want to take time granularity as small as possible, hopefully CPU cycles divided by number of CPUs, and for each of the bit or even electron, and for complete history starting from Big Bang or at least from booting of the system, and we want it to lightweight enough to run on production systems. But the reality is that it is very expensive, and also you ain't gonna really need it because the overhead is in order of memory size for time complexity and memory size multiplied by the total monitoring time space overhead if we want to do the recording of all the events. And maybe you wouldn't not really care if a bit was accessed or that 5 years ago. And therefore, we introduced Daemon, which is a trade-off between accuracy and overhead. It aims to be scalable in terms of size of the system and provide best effort accuracy and be lightweight enough to be used in real-world systems. So we start from the region-based space handling for reducing the overhead of the space management. We first define a region as an access monitoring unit, which is a sub-area of the memory in terms of space and the time, and it is a collection of adjacent elements that have a similar access pattern or access frequency. This means that by the definition, we don't need to check the access to each of the components of the region, but we need to check access to one random element of the region. And therefore, for example, we can say if the page is accessed within less 1 second or not, regardless of how much of the cache line inside the page has been accessed or not. So we can start from fixed granularity space and time access region. That is, this is sort of periodic fixed granularity idleness monitoring, like what we can do with idle page tracking. And in this scheme, the time overhead becomes memory size divided by space granularity, and the space overhead becomes time overhead multiplied by monitoring time, but divided by time granularity. That is, we can reduce it by the granularity, but still ruled by the memory size and total monitoring time, and therefore not that scalable. And therefore, we can just think about aggregating the findings from the access sampling by n. That is, we do n granularity access frequency. We define the sampling interval and aggregation interval, and then check the access to each region.